Konnichiwa. I've got to practice writing what I've learned, so I don't forget. Writing Japanese is challenging, but I think it's very interesting. Japan had no written language of its own until the 4th century CE, when Japan began interacting with China. After that, manuscripts, mostly religious, began to arrive in Japan via Korea, and the Japanese adopted more and more Chinese institutions, including its writing system. Japanese monks and scholars adopted these characters from Chinese writing to write down their own Japanese language. Japanese call characters of Chinese origin kanji. The process was difficult in the beginning because the two languages don't sound at all alike, but it works for the Japanese today. Besides, the writing system is a lot of fun to learn. Some kanji resemble pictures, so it is really easy to guess what they mean. Studying kanji is fun. I already have a stack of flashcards that I look at regularly. The more kanji you learn, the easier it is to learn more because the characters build on each other. For example, the kanji for tree is ki. It looks a little like a tree with branches that stretches out and droop down. If you put two trees together, you have the start of a small woods, hayashi. If you combine three trees, you get a forest, mori. When a line is drawn down across the bottom of the vertical stroke in ki, like this, hon. The bottom part, or what's underground, that is, the roots, is emphasized. Hon means book or origin, root source, as in source of knowledge. The kanji for sun looks like this. The origin of this character is harder to guess. The character started out as a circle with a dot in it, but the shape changed over time into something more square-like. Note that modern kanji do not have circles in them. When you put together the sun, nichi, and origin, hon, that is, the origin of the sun, or the place where the sun rises, you get Nihon, or Japan, the land of the rising sun. Although the origins of the writing system called hiragana are unclear, some believe hiragana were invented by a Buddhist monk named Kobo Daishi, 774 to 835, who had traveled to China. Hiragana were created by simplifying some of the characters of Chinese origin and creating a group of phonetic syllables, similar to an alphabet. This was a system that could be used to write all spoken Japanese. They were useful because nearly anyone could learn to read them. It had taken years to learn to read all of the characters of Chinese origin. During the Heian period, 794 to 1185 CE, women in the emperor's court wrote with hiragana, and it came to be called onnade, or women's hand. There was a separate group of simplified characters for the 46 basic Japanese sounds developed later called katakana, which is currently used to write foreign words and names in Japanese, such as baseball, baseball. Katakana is also used for scientific names of plant and animals and onomatopoeia, such as wang wang, bark bark, and ton ton, knock knock. Hiragana and katakana together are often called kana. I would really like the chance to meet someone like Kobo Daishi, but of course he's been dead for nearly 1,200 years, so that would be impossible, right?